Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Into the Inferno, a podcast that gives you Fire fans a look inside our different athletic programs on campus. My name is Samantha Holcomb, and it's my privilege to be hosting this week's episode. Let's start things off with some upcoming Fire athletic events. Tonight at 6 p.m., the recently ranked number 10 women's soccer team will be hosting Middle Georgia State at the SEU Soccer Complex after recently defeating the number 3 team in the nation, William Carey, 5-4 in their home opener. Saturday, we'll see the men's soccer team travel to Lawrenceville, Georgia to take on the number 12 Georgia Gwinnett at 1 p.m. after a dominating 7-0 victory over Middle Georgia on Monday to kick off their week. Women's soccer will be hosting another home contest at 3 p.m. on Saturday against the number 23 Grace College Lancers at 3 p.m., with the week being rounded out by more Fire football as they take on Florida Memorial on Victory Field at 7 p.m. With a week off from competition, Fire Volleyball's Holly Kazmarek and Allie Post-Lethwaite had a few moments to sit down with us. As we feature volleyball in episode 1 of Into the Inferno, Allie and Holly, thanks for being here. Two sophomores, freshmen standouts from last season. Holly recording over 600 digs last season, second team all conference, and this season's player to watch. So Holly, congratulations to all of that.
Thank you.
Allie, over 1,000 assists, first since 2007 to do that in this program. Was first team all conference, NAIA honorable mention all region. So great freshman seasons from both of you guys. Congratulations on that. And first of all, just thank you so much for taking your time to be here. I know the schedule as an athlete is crazy. So we really appreciate you guys taking time out of your days. So first of all, we're just going to jump into a little bit of who you guys are. So Holly, if you want to start, tell us a little bit about yourselves, your hometown, how you started playing volleyball, career aspirations, major, and how you ended up here at Southeastern.
Yeah, so my name's Holly. I started playing volleyball like before I can even remember, probably like fourth grade. I did those like classic YMCA clubs that I joined, and I honestly just loved it. My older brother played volleyball, so it was always something that was, and my mom played volleyball in college, so it was always something that was kind of in my family. My major, I'm a communications major. I just recently changed to that, so I'm really into like intro communication stuff, trying to really like figure out a way to like be more vocal and do something with that. And then I'm from Woodridge, Illinois, so it's like 30 minutes out of Chicago, and yeah.
How did you end up here at Southeastern? That's a big move from there to here. So how did you end up here at Southeastern?
Being in Illinois, it's cold like almost all the time, so I really just wanted to be somewhere warm, so I looked everywhere in Florida, honestly, and then I really tried hard to get here. I visited here like without coach even knowing, and I just absolutely love the campus, and I thought it was really somewhere that I could find myself, so I was really pushing hard. I emailed and texted coach like 30 times hoping that she would recruit me, so then that's how I got here.
Awesome. Well, we are lucky to have you here. Allie, what about you?
Yeah, so I honestly started the same way as Holly. Like in fourth grade, I did like the YMCA clinics and stuff like that. And then when I was like 10 years old, fifth grade, I went into club volleyball. And then that's how it all kind of branched out and became more competitive. I actually got my brother into volleyball after I got into it. But yeah, so I played club volleyball. And then I am majoring in nursing. And then my career aspiration in the future would be to get my CRNA, my doctorate, and get my CRNA. And I'm from Land O'Lakes, Florida. I ended up at Southeastern because I looked into the nursing programs in Florida, and honestly, the nursing program at Southeastern is a really good program to get into. And then I visited the campus, loved the campus, and how close it was to home. I'm about like an hour and 20 minutes away, so it's good enough to like be far, but also be really close and have that flexibility. And then Coach Audrey and I had a lot of communication in the recruiting process, so that just really helped fold everything together.
Yeah, I love the outside of volleyball aspects that brought you guys here, because I think a lot of the times people look at a school strictly because of their sport, and I think there's so many other things that a school has to offer you and that are so important when choosing a school. Mm-hmm. So I love that outside of volleyball things brought you to Southeastern. So both sophomores now, as we discussed, talk a little bit about how you guys feel with a year under your belt of collegiate volleyball. Do you feel like that brings more confidence to the table? Do you feel like it maybe adds a little bit more pressure? Talk to us a little bit about your mindset now as a sophomore?
I really do think, like, having a year under our belt allows us to know exactly, like, what coach expects of us. So knowing her expectations, it's been nice to kind of jump into this season and then just help, like, lead the new ones that came in and then also just help hold everyone accountable at the same time.
Heading into conference play next week, you guys have Warner Wednesday at 7 on the road. So talk a little bit about your mindset as a team heading into conference play. Does it change as opposed to a non-conference competition? What is that mindset?
Yeah, definitely. I'm personally really excited to get into our conference games. We've had some tournaments these past couple weekends where we've played some really tough teams and we've been competing with those tough teams. Like, record may not show, but we've been up there and we're putting up, like, good play against tougher teams than we might see in our conference. So it'll be exciting to see how those have prepared us for teams that we're now playing. It'll also be cool that we can, like, watch film and prepare for teams that we've already played. So I think practices will definitely be more structured to beating the teams, like beating Warner, when we get to those times. So I'm excited to get into that.
So what has this week been like heading into conference? You guys have had a week off from competition, which is probably pretty nice. You have a week just to focus on bettering yourselves in any way that you need heading into conference. So what has this week of practice been like?
Yeah, so exactly like you said, like, we're taking this week to really, like, break things down and better ourselves based on, like, what's kind of been going on in our past games. A coach is really taking the time to split us up onto, like, two different courts and go over, like, our specific roles and kind of just, like, perfecting and tweaking, like, the things that she noticed in the past few games that might have hurt us a little bit. So it's been nice to really, like, fine-tune what's been going on.
So a little bit of a fun question. If you could describe the personality of your team as a whole in three words, what would they be?
Passionate,
definitely. Honestly, outgoing. I feel like we're a team that, like, there's a lot of personality.
Yes.
Like, we're all so different and, like, just very, like, outgoing and loud. And, like, we honestly, like, have laughs at times where we probably, like, should not be laughing. And, like, that's something even, like, Coach gets on to us about. But we're, like, just a very personality-filled team for sure. Yeah.
And with that comes, I think, a lot of, like, caring, especially this year. We've been able to really, like, grow in our relationships a little bit deeper after having all the freshmen. Like, we had a really big freshman class. Obviously, we're still getting to know each other last year, but this year we're all getting a lot closer and, like, kind of just diving deeper into that. So it's just been a fun time. Our team is a very good, well-bonded team. So,
how important is that, the relationships off of the court? I think it has a big play in how you guys –
Definitely.
Are on the court. So how important is that, the relationship building outside of the court?
Definitely. I think being, like, how there's six people on the court at the time and, like, there's no way that you have to work as a team. There's not one person that can carry us the whole way. I think it really shows, like, we have to have a huge amount of trust on the court. Like, you have to trust the people next to you and the people that even that are on the bench, like, they have to trust that the people that are on the court are going to do their job. So I think that really starts outside of the gym, and then it portrays how we play and perform in the gym as well.
Yeah, and, like, with trust also comes, like, a lot of support after establishing a strong relationship. I feel like we all support each other and, like, want the best for each other on the court and off the court, so we're always there to also just, like, help within the game and also in practice to hold each other accountable and get things done.
Yeah, I think that's such a unique challenge of a sport like volleyball as opposed to, you know, a track and field or something where it's an individual sport. A team sport like this, you can't just rely on one person. So I think that relationship off of the court or off of the field is so important. So to hear that you guys have really put an emphasis on that, I think is going to translate onto the court for sure.
Yeah.
If you could define success for this team in particular, not in regards to the scoreboard or your record, how would you describe it? So if you, at the end of the season, looked back just at the season in full, no matter what your record said, what would make you look at it and say it's been a successful season despite our overall record or how it ended?
Well, I think even, like, kind of knowing our record at, like, this point in time, it might not be the best right now, but, like Holly said earlier, like, we have been playing tough teams, and I think we still have given a good fight against these tough teams. And as long as we're all giving our full effort, like Coach always says, like, as long as you're giving your full effort, like, that's all she asks of you. And just the fact that, like, we can all do that together and that we're fighting for each other and trying to win together, that's all that truly matters. As long as you're playing for your teammates and for your coaches and just trying to give it your all, that's all you can really do. So
So let's talk a little bit about the recruiting process. I know you guys shared a little bit about how you guys got here. So talk a little bit about your recruiting journey in general, and if you could give any advice to yourselves a couple years back when you were doing this recruiting process, what advice would you give?
Definitely. I think Allie and I both experienced a weird recruiting process just because of COVID, and I'm sure many athletes can like coexist with that. My recruiting process was also very different even from the other sophomores. I started my recruiting process very late. So I started my recruiting of like my October of my senior year, and most people are already committed by then. So it was like grind for six-ish months. So that was really a challenge for me, and also it was really hard because when I was going on visits and stuff, a lot of people were out of their season. So it definitely put a hinder on some schools that I could have looked at just because they were like, well, we already are full, or we don't have the time to like get to see you. So right. It was definitely a tough process, but I'm super grateful that I'm here. I'm super grateful that we have a beach season that I was able to like practice into. So that made this so much easier finding Southeastern.
What was the reasoning behind starting late? Was it just you didn't have any guidance in that area? You weren't sure you wanted to play collegiately? What was that reasoning?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I actually quit my junior year of high school club volleyball, so I didn't have a plan to play in college. And then with COVID, I felt like I didn't really get that closure in the sport that I needed. And then I switched clubs, and I just like really found the love for the sport again in my senior year, which was awesome. And then I ended up getting a senior year of high school. So just like almost like I closed it and then like got that rest and was able to reopen it. And I was like, wow, I actually really enjoy being here and I love the sport. So that's what started my recruiting process so late, was because I had to like revive my love for it.
Right. That's awesome. Everyone's recruiting process is so different. I played softball here and I was on the recruiting trail by like eighth grade. So it's so different. And just to see that you're here and to see that you gained the love of the sport back after taking a year off. If that's what you need to do to love the sport you're playing, then that's what you need to do, because you really do have to love it. Especially if you're going to play collegiately.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can feel like a job. So if you don't love it, you're probably not going to make it. So definitely. I love that. Allie, what about you?
Yeah. So, on the flip side kind of that, like I did start mine a little bit earlier, like sophomore year, I would say. That's when I started getting into like research about the schools that I wanted, and like my mom's really heavy on the academics of schools as well as like the sports, so I really had to dive into like the nursing programs as well as the athletics, and to see where I could fit and be welcomed. And I found Southeastern, and then I reached out, and Coach Audrey really made me feel welcomed in the beginning of my recruiting process. So like, I knew I had like I had an opportunity with this school, because she really did make me feel like I was wanted here. And then, so I had kind of like had that in the back of my mind for a little bit, because I still was really new to the process of it. So I did reach out to a few other schools, like communicated with them. But then ultimately, like, it led me back to Southeastern, because I went to the other schools and didn't really feel the same that I did when I came to Southeastern. And then I also talked to like the nursing directors at all schools as well. And the ones here really also made me feel welcomed. And then I ended up meeting the team here and practiced with them a few times. So then ultimately it led to like my commitment, and yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna put you guys on the spot a little bit. So we're gonna say that I'm a recruit coming to visit campus. I'm 6'5", outside hitter, like could absolutely change the program for you guys. Pitch me the school and why I should come to Southeastern and be a part of your program.
Yeah, definitely. I think that Southeastern would be a great fit for you personally. I think being someone that is out of state, like I've truly found like a home here, that like a home outside of a home. The people here outside of athletics are like more welcoming and like really introduce you to anything. Like I've been introduced more to like the Christian religion and been welcomed into that, and there's clubs and games, and the athletic department especially is another home within that. So it's truly like the most welcoming place I've ever been to. It's like some place I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So.
Yeah, like Holly said, like the community here is really, really strong and comforting, especially if you are away from home. I noticed that like a lot of other schools don't really have the activities and events that we have to involve people. So I really do appreciate like what Southeastern has to offer to students to do and like come together. Just like the faith-based community as well is just really nice to have here. And I keep on saying, like, the academics here, honestly, like, I just really love the academics here. Like, they really have made me feel like I'm doing a good job and I'm going to be really successful in the future. So, like, not only are the athletics programs and the community here well, but academics is really strong, so.
You guys sold me. I'm committing right now. Okay, last one. For all the Fire fans listening out there, what would you say to them to encourage them to come out and support you at your next home match, which is a conference match against Kaiser next Saturday at 2 p.m. So what would you say to them to get them to come support?
Well, I know for a fact Kaiser is having a good season so far. Yeah. They are a strong team this year. So I think it's just going to be really, really exciting to see what we can do against them, because I know we are a strong team, and it's going to definitely be a good game to watch. Definitely, it'll be a good game to watch.
And our bench has figured out how to make a human bike.
Oh, yeah.
For celebrations.
I'm part
you
of the bike.
You have to come and see that. It's a need to see. It's
I've
necessary.
Done the bike before.
That's one of my favorite things. I love watching some of the celebrations you guys come up with. They're so funny.
We've had enough games to get creative, so you have to come see the new ones we've made.
That's awesome.
We're going crazy for it.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here. Come support next Saturday at 2 p.m. as the Fire take on Kaiser University in their first conference home match. Again, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come talk to our fans here. We wish you the best in the rest of your seasons. And
thank you.
Go Fire.
Thank you.
Go Fire.
Go Fire.